Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th Show of the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is The Age of the Customer. Have a great visit with Ted Fishman. Ted C. Fishman is the name of the book, China Ink, and the other one, Shock of Gray. You see his white papers and his articles all over the place. He's a very prolific writer and reporter. Ted, thanks again for being here. Ted's our guy we count on a regular basis to help us understand what's going on in the Pacific Rim, especially China, Indonesia, Hong Kong. Ted, Jack Ma, tell the audience who Jack Ma is.
Well, Jack Ma is the founder, former school teacher, now multi-billionaire founder of China's online marketplace called Alibaba. And it's a huge marketplace where businesses sell to other businesses, consumers sell to each other. It's every kind of online marketplace.
What's the comparable in America?
Well, eBay is a version of it. eBay is mostly consumer-based, so
right.
If you have an eBay for business-to-business, too, that would be Alibaba. Alibaba actually has become quite a bit larger than eBay. One of the stunning statistics about Alibaba is that by selling online, Chinese consumers have found basically created a whole other economy that's equal to the economy of many other nations. Ma's company has created 33 million jobs outside of Alibaba.
Wow.
Just people who have created companies that sell almost exclusively.
Like eBay did.
Yeah. You know, when eBay got people to, you know, first clear their garage and then start focusing on movie posters or whatever, or imports or whatever, you know, created a few hundred thousand jobs. This has created 33 million jobs.
And has this helped any U.S. businesses to sell into that market? Can they do that?
It's helped some U.S. businesses partner and bring in Chinese goods to the American market. There's a consumer portal called AliExpress that does that. And now Jack Ma, when he came to the United States to talk to the administration in June, he came talking about an effort to create a platform for American small businesses, which he predicted would create more than 1 million jobs here.
And he gave that report to Trump first, didn't he?
That's right. They met in person. And, you know, this was just the kind of thing Trump hoped to get from China.
Like, where are we? By the way, Frank, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, Frank Lavin. Frank Lavin.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Frank? They're two brothers.
That's right.
Frank is the one I'm thinking of. Frank has got a logistics organization in China that he's trying to help serve that American companies serve the Alibaba market.
Yeah, that's right. So
he's reported that on my show before.
Oh, that's right. It's called Export Now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his own. Not only is it a logistics market, but I think he has like boutiques online. Like you go there and you could find different boutiques for products on Alibaba, and that's sort of the model that Jack Ma is touting.
I only mentioned him because of those 33 million. Some of them might be in America if they're working, especially if they're working with Frank. But come back to these jobs that he's going to create in America. How's that
so the jobs is to is you know Chinese consumers already have access to big Western consumer brands. They're there. They sell well in China. Very often, if they're consumer products, their global margins are lower than their margins in China. They're very sophisticated players there. But if you're a small business, it's hard to spend $1 million or $2 million getting somebody to take root in China and develop relationships.
Well, with Frank's deal, you had to basically ship a container. I mean, you couldn't. It wasn't like putting something in a box and giving it to UPS. You had to do a lot of planning and freight forwarding kind of stuff.
Yeah, and so this new model allows you to take baby steps into that market.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're a local store that's selling food products that can be brought into China is a market where consumers obsess about the safety of food. They don't trust their own food.
Right.
then Alibaba will.
With good reason over there, right?
It. Very good reason.
Yeah.
Very good reason. And they like handmade things. They like things that are made out of natural materials, the kinds of things that are often the strengths of American small businesses.
Right.
And you would only, normally you would only sell to Chinese if they wandered into your store and made an order or if you
so
were
is
to
he
trade
gonna
there.
Launch is he gonna launch a website over here?
It's already launched, they're going to expand it. They're gonna expand it with a family of services that are
and
made
is it,
to
oh, is it Alibaba.com? I've never been there.
Yeah. Go to Alibaba.com, go to AliExpress, you can look at that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing
I'm way behind the curve on this one, I guess.
Well, the other thing that it does is it promises to offer an extra level of protection against having your products counterfeited or copied.
Right.
And, you know, this company has tens of thousands of engineers, and it has an army of them devoted to developing algorithms that
so
spot
is this
copyright.
Now also taking a shot at Amazon?
Oh, definitely.
It is
taking a shot at Amazon. Amazon is in China already. Sometimes you can see Amazon in some very funny conveyances on China. You know, you have these three-wheeled motorcycles going around teetering with Amazon baggages. But Amazon is really dwarfed by Alibaba.
Wow.
So it's a big thing, and it's whether we, you know, we
have... How many jobs has he created so far, you know?
No, it's still
new. Do you think he's going to get a million?
He very well may get a million. I mean, this is the dream, you know,
right.
of American. You know,
he didn't say how long it's going to take when he made the announcement, did he?
No, he didn't say how long.
Yeah. So he kind of gave himself a break there. Alibaba, folks, check it out. These are implications. Alibaba is an implication for the Amazon concern that a lot of people have. Quick break. Tintail. Right back with Ted Fishman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.